Aoife, I've uncovered something. Something big. You've got to meet me. I'm at the...
Spoons, we tried ringing Shauna back, but no answer. We hurried to the pirate boat and... Shauna? Get out here. Why aren't you answering your phone, dude? We've got a case to solve.
When he answers the door, tell him that his boat isn't exactly wheelchair friendly.
Should it be swaying this much? I don't want to fall into the pond. Are those ducks laughing at me?
Can you blame them?
Shauna, get your tinfoil hat out here.
Aoife, shouldn't his radio show be on?
You're right. Let's listen. Hold on, I have Nana's huge old-timey radio in my bag. It's not broadcasting.
It was like he disappeared.
And we had to find him. Spoons, welcome to another episode of...
Serial Park Life.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
People... Tredmoor is not the safe haven that it used to be, and I should know because I've been living here under an assumed name for ages.
Yesterday, a baby cursed at me in the playground. What's happening to the world?
It's gone to the dogs, citizen.
All right, bummer.
Have no fear. There's a perfectly good solution to all of this madness.
Yeah?
Personal bodyguards. Hire me, and I'll keep you safe. Protection around the clock.
A bodyguard? Like the ones the celebrities use?
My clients are celebrities. To me.
Oh, how lovely. And you'll protect me from the cloak?
If the cloak wants to mess with Unity Park, yeah, then the cloak has to deal with me, Harry O'Connor. That's right. There's only one heavy in this town. There's only one heavy in this town, see? And I haven't had to fight anyone since that squirrel that stole my fake beard. Come down to Unity Park, Cloak. Harry is waiting for you.
We needed to find out where Shauna was last seen, so we took the voice note to Harry to see if he could decipher any further clues.
Aoife, I've uncovered something. Something big. You've got to meet me. I'm at the...
Will any of your ancient technology help us amplify that announcement?
Oh, I know exactly where that is. Yeah, I pop in for a quick read of the papers. Yeah, use the computer as a bit of a chat with Sheila on the front desk. Head upstairs to the staff room for a cup of tea and a cream bun. And by the time I'm finished, they're playing the announcement and kicking me out. Tredmoor really needs a 24-hour library.
The library!
It's mad quiet in here.
Quiet,
shh.
It's meant to be quiet. It's the library.
Does anyone else think that whispering is louder than shouting?
Shh.
Anyone?
Shut up!
I do, Harry. Yeah.
Shh.
We can't take you two anywhere.
Aoife, look.
Shh.
Aoife, look. It's him. It's Shauna.
I better narrate this for the spoons. Shauna K is over in the corner, reading, without a care in the world, as though he hasn't missed broadcasting his show, as though he hasn't left us that weird voice note. Shauna!
He's looking up. He sees us.
Gotta go.
He's running away.
He's jumping out the window.
Lucky we're on the ground floor.
Shh.
He forgot his book. Katie, check this out.
Shh. The uncovered truth about Bridget Kelleher. Local fraud. What does this mean?
It means...
Every good mystery podcast has... a twist.
Our twist, Katie. Shauna found out that Bridget was a fraud and he was going to expose the truth on his radio show.
How do we know Bridget was really a fraud?
We've got to read this book.
Girls, Nana and I spoke to the librarian and...
They've no idea where that book came from. It wasn't listed in the system.
Whoa, murkier and murkier. This stuff is podcast gold.
Ah!
Spoons, coming soon, A Hero Falls, The Truth is Revealed. We're delving into Bridget Kelleher, local fraud.
Bridget is a big deal around here, Aoife. I don't know if we should meddle with that. Not until we have all the facts.
Too late, baby. I put out a teaser for the expose.
Ugh, great.
Bridget.
Finn, do you live in those bushes? Hey, are you crying?
Bee? You were in there too?
Look, I like to tease my little brother, but he's been inconsolable over this Bridget scandal.
Sorry, Finn. Looks like she wasn't the peacemaker you thought.
This is bad, girls. The whole town will fall apart. Actually, it already has. Come with us. You have to see the Bridget statue.
The statue is covered in spray paint.
Graffiti. Tiff, do you know about this?
Yeah, I did it. Me and the other Derby girls. What? She was our hero.
And she turned out to be a big stinking liar.
Pants on fire.
Ladies and gentlemen, residents of Tridmore. Paul McGainey here, Earl McGainey Construction. And I'm afraid that the Unity concert is cancelled.
No!
There's concrete reasons. With the lack of Unity and everything, also, the council are currently reviewing Unity Park as a viable public space. Meaning that the park could close.
No way.
This is serious.
Don't worry, girls. We'll fight this.
Wait, who is that figure on the bandstand?
People of Tridmore.
Who is that?
The Cloak!
Don't let anyone shut this park. This park is for the people.
Someone catch them. We can finally find out who it is.
It's Harry time!
Careful climbing the bandstand, Harry. You're not a young man anymore.
Hurry up, little... Oh, ow!
Get off me!
Stop. Now... I've got him!
Get off!
Unmask him!
It's Shauno!
Played it deliberately that time.
That's right. It's me. I'm the Cloak. And I didn't act alone. I had an accomplice.
Aoife!
What? That's bonkers.
It's nuts on a Sunday.
She masterminded the whole thing.
It's not true. It's not true. He's setting me up.
Get her!
Looks like things are taking a turn, Spoons. I was suddenly the main suspect in my own podcast.
Aoife, stop recording the podcast. They're coming for you. We've got to bail.
All right.
Serial Park Life was written by Carol Walsh. It was produced by Nikki Coughlin for RTE Junior Radio with the help of Aoife O'Neill and Niamh Bennett. Featuring
Sive Marshall Coughlin as Aoife,
Sophia Mulvaney as Katie,
Bernard McDermott as Rian,
Lauren Fablan as Tiff,
Poppy Lawler as Poppy,
Rosa Marshall Coughlin as Rosa,
Noah Rafferty as Shauno,
Jane Gribben as Nana,
Ray Cudahy as Harry,
Killian O'Donoghue as Paul McGainey.
For more information, head to rte.ie/kids. #historyrocks.